Blog Talk Radio.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we beginning to hush not. Block Talk Radio, listen to Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together is like a dream team. A Bronx bummer who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Ray said getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
Yo, it's your girl, Lessie Lush, live in the building on Lush Radio Online, and you already know what it is, man. We got a hot joint going on tonight, man, for real. I'm definitely excited. We got some situations going down tonight. You know what I mean? I definitely want to salute my man, Biggie. You already know what it is. Rest in peace, Biggie. You already know what it is, man. I love it when they call me Big Papa. I'm going back to Cali. You already know what it is, man. Shout out to my man Biggie. You already know what it is. The best that ever was, the best that ever still is. Shout out to Biggie and salute to Pac too. But you already know what it is. It's a big holiday in BK right now. You know what I'm saying? In hip hop in general. You already know what it is, man. You know, shout out to a fallen soldier, my dude. Biggie, I wish I had the pleasure to meet the cat in person, for real. That's what it is. But definitely, everybody need to be on their Twitter, hitting pound Biggie. I know they was doing it last night. And also, like I said, we're gonna have the SEA winner, the one and only DJ Ames, live in the building, calling from the UK, along with Tone Trump, representing the Philly area. It's going down tonight with your girl, Lushy Lush. Definitely shout out our sponsor, Strictly Bond One, Capital Customs, and Ohana Shop, and Diverse Media Group, LLC, man. Yo, we turned all the way up, man. We got a lot of business, a lot of situations going down on Lush Radio Online. So y'all need to watch for us, man. We making moves. We doing real things. Real people do real things. You know what I'm saying? So watch out for it. We're going to go ahead and go to the lines and see what's cracking. Call it from the 914. What's goody, my dude?
I'm doing good. How's you?
Oh, what's up? This is DJ Ames. What's up, DJ Ames?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm all the way turned up. I got to go ahead and give you some Lush Radio love real quick, you know what I'm saying? Because we
that.
definitely are glad to have you on the show today, because for real. Definitely appreciate you coming through and calling all the way from the UK, you know. Wow. You know, we got DJ Ames live in the building. Y'all better act like you know. DJ Ames, you got any shout-outs and everything before we get into it?
Yo, shout-out to my PR, So Sincere, my promotions company, Twag Promotions. Of course, shout-out to Lush Radio Online, you know, for interviewing me right now. And, you know, if you've tuned in, you've worked with me, you know, you got hot music, shout out to you.
That's what it is, man. We got to go ahead and give DJ Ames some Lush Radio love. Give him some Lush Radio love. Real That's what it is. So, DJ Ames, what inspires you to get into, first and foremost, congratulations on your SEA award, for real.
I appreciate that.
Definitely, definitely. So how did you feel about that, you know, winning the SEA award? I know you've been nominated several times.
It's actually the second year that I've won. I won the Best Host Award last year. This year I won the Impact DJ of the Year Award. So, I mean, it's always good to get recognised for putting work in. So, you know, it's always a good feeling to do that because even though, you know, playing good music and supporting good artists is good enough for me, you know, winning the awards is just basically the icing on the cake. So, you know, it proves that you actually, what you are doing, people are paying attention to that.
That's what's up. And, you know, what inspired you to get into the music industry in general?
I was always listening to music, you know, whether it be, you know, on the bus. I didn't have a driving license, of course. You know, I do drive now. But, you know, of course, we'd be like, you know, I've been listening to music all the time and stuff like that. You know, I can't sing. I definitely can't rap. So, you know, DJing was basically the natural step for me.
He said, I couldn't sing, I couldn't rap. So I might as well go ahead.
I keep it real,
and,
you know.
DJ.
I can't sing, I can't rap. So, you know, it's the next best thing. If I can't make music, I play music. Simple.
That's what it is. How did it feel when you first got your first turntables?
It was like a new toy, what can I say? You know, it was like when you're a little kid, you get like your Transformers or something. When you get like an older, you get turntables. And it was like that. It's a new toy, you know. I'm just saying that. I mean, when I get some new tables now, it's like, wow, you ain't going to see me or hear me for a minute. I'll be gone.
That's what it is. DJ Ames, if you're just joining us right now, DJ Ames is live in the building. You know, two-time winning SEA Award winner. You know, definitely holding it down. Coming from the UK, the UK invasion straight up in the South, destroying the mixtape game, getting it in, and just prevailing world domination, man. He goes hard in the paint, man. If you don't know, you want to know today, DJ Ames goes hard in the paint, man. And Lush Radio Online definitely supports what he's doing, and he's live on the line. You can call in right now at 347-826-7722 and talk to DJ Ames. He's calling live from the UK. DJ Ames, what do you feel are some of the biggest accomplishments you've made, you know, being in the music industry?
Well, you know, one of the main things, really, obviously, being able to be in positions like this now, obviously being interviewed, you know, because obviously it proves that I'm doing something. Obviously, the SEA Awards is definitely an accomplishment. Just basically, you know, still being able to do what I'm doing right now, as you know, as a full-time career. So that's definitely a big achievement to me.
That's what it is. The other question I have for you is, you know, we talked on you know, off air. We talked about being self-sufficient, you know, how important, you know, because at the end of the day, the music business, even though we love it so much, it's a business at the end of the day. How important is it for an individual or artist or DJ in general to be self-sufficient in what they're doing?
Do you know what? It's the most important thing is business, because I know a lot of people cannot do shit on their own. But, you know, it's the case. You've got to be able to just, you know, don't rely on people, because I guarantee the more you rely on people, the more hold-ups you will get, unless you are prepared to spend a lot of good money on, say, a good promotional team or a PR. Then that is the only time you rely on other people. But even with that being said, still, you need to do your stuff yourself, you know. Get your networking game on, you know, all those little things, you know, because it all helps you out. Then if you make connections yourself and don't rely on other people, you know, you're going to look back at that and you're going to appreciate what you've gained a lot more.
That's definitely the truth. Because, you know, even though you have people that help you out in certain aspects of your business, you still have to, it's almost like you still kind of like have to watch because you have to make sure, because everything is your brand, and you have to make sure that everything that is connected to your brand is representing you well, you know. So
that's what it has to mean. So, I mean, I've got people helping me. I've got my PR associates here. Shout out to her once again. I'm approaching this company to write promotions, but even though I've still got those two people on board helping me out, I still do a lot of the stuff myself. And it's not that I don't trust people, it's the fact that I've got into routines where I do stuff myself. So, you know, I'm just in routines, and that's the way I work, and, you know, it's where I'm comfortable. Not that I don't trust those people, because I do trust those people in my business, but it's just, you know, it's come to the self-sufficient part, and that's the way it is, you see.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I got a caller from the 862. I think this might be one of my co-hosts calling in from the New Jersey area. What's good? Is this Future Guru? What's good?
Shout out to Lush Radio, DJ Ames. I'm just enjoying the show. I definitely been on Twitter all day going in, promoting the show tonight. I'd like to make a note that we are educating our listeners, so we are welcome this worldwide platform. So I am applauding Lush for her great work and for her great networking skills, and we have linked up and, you know, just actually made things happen so far. So this is a great experience just to be listening and listening to the DJ give some great advice to those aspiring to do what we do, actually, because, you know, we plugged in, you know, so y'all can keep watching. You know, we worldwide. Shout out to Lush. Shout out to Ebony. So I appreciate, you know, the taking the call. I just want to show some support tonight. You know, I'm definitely going to be on my Twitter in the next few, blowing it up. So shout out to the guests and shout out to everybody listening.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Twitter, Retweet Squad. Hey, by the way, do you have a Twitter just so I can get familiar with you?
Yeah, it's twitter.com/DJ Ames UK.
You heard it right here first, right now. Worldwide experience. Shout out to Lush. Shout out to Lush. What's good, Lush?
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. Definitely love the team for always coming through and support and everything. But before you get off, though, you want to ask them a quick question before we go to the next two callers?
Yes. I just actually just handling some business and... since I got him on the line, you know, I just like to say, I don't really have a question, but I just want to say, keep doing what you're doing. We are looking forward to networking with you at Lush Radio Online, and exclusives can, you know, I just have some Gmail information, you know, futureguru100@gmail, and I'll just network with you from there. You know, that's what I'm hoping everybody does tonight, is just pay attention and figure out how they can get their networking game on. He had just dropped a jewel for y'all. So y'all keep listening.
That's the way it is. I mean, people don't realize that as a new artist nowadays, the internet is a vital tool. You know, don't underestimate the power of the internet. I mean, look at me. I'm in the UK and I'm doing stuff in America. And That's mainly, I started my grand art on MySpace. And I've just gone with the times. And, you know, it's, yo, the internet's a powerful tool. So I'm going to say it speaks for itself.
Okay,
you know.
For the record, I do have my pen handy, so can I just get an email from you?
Yeah. It is djamesmp3@gmail.com.
DJ Ames, A-M-E-S?
Yeah, A-M-E-S.
A-M-E-S.
MP3.
MP3@gmail.com. I appreciate it. Thanks to Lush
Radio.
It's
all good, man. I appreciate it.
Worldwide.
that's what it is. Love you,
Guru. I enjoy everything you're doing, and you know what it
is.
Thanks,
appreciate that. Thanks,
everybody. All right,
that's what it is. We got another caller calling from the 540. Yeah, live on Lush Radio Online with 2-time winning SEA award winner DJ Ames calling in from the UK. What's up, fam? Where you calling from, and what's your name?
Hey, what's up, Lushy? It's Harmony Music. I'm calling.
What's up, Harmony? What's up?
How are you?
Definitely calling in from the DMV, representing out there. Harmony is a wonderful independent artist doing her thing out there. Hey, Harmony, you got a question for DJ Ames, babe?
I sure do. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Actually, this was perfect timing. Me and Madame Madonna were talking about this the other day, wanting to get out overseas, go to Europe, go to UK, just travel and experience other areas with our music. And one of the things that came up is that, you know, out here, when you walk into a club you've never been to for a show and it's kind of a bomb, it's no big deal, you just drive home. But what can artists do to kind of make the trip worthwhile? What advice do you have for us to kind of seek out and know where the best spots are and know if a gig is legit? Because, you know, that you could easily spend a stack on a plane ticket plus passports and everything else, and it could be totally, you know, illegit to get over there, and nobody wants to travel that far and do a whack open mic, you know?
Well, really, obviously, I mean, if you're coming from America or anywhere in the country, you want to obviously do your networking first. Like, you know, when I come to America, I'll come for a week. I will always make sure I've got at least, you know, I've got hookups there, you know. So definitely, you know, see who the people are, and see who the main DJs are in that country. See who the artists are that are popping off, you know. See what tours are going on. See what American artists are over here as well, because you never know. You know, it's just all look who's touring over here. You know, you then use your tools such as your Twitter, your Facebook, your MySpace, look into it. I mean, there's a lot of UK websites where you can just check out, you know, just dedicated to UK stuff, you know. So really just do your homework on what's going on in the country, you know, when you're looking to come over. And, you know, that'll be a big help because, you know, you can find out a lot from the internet on what's going on, you know, from certain reviews on that, you know, certain comments on that, you know. And it's just they use the internet, so I can really sell it, you know. It's not from where I could say, yeah, do this, you know, with the internet being there, it's just use it to your advantage.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
It's all good.
That's what's up, homie. Stay on the line with us. I'm going to open the lines up again. I'm going to go ahead and go to this next caller, homie, and we'll be back once again. So hold on 1 second, okay? That's what it is. Thank you, homie, for calling in. Hold on. We'll be opening up for more questions. We got another caller. Caller from the 301-366. You're live on Lush Radio Online with the world famous DJ Ames calling in from the UK. State your name and where you're calling from.
Caller from the DMV, DJ Lady Blaze. You know, I had to check it with my boy.
Lady Blaze, what's good?
What's up,
Lady
man?
Blaze.
I wanted to congratulate you again, man. I know I did on Twitter, I think.
I appreciate that.
You know, you definitely deserve it, definitely.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
You know, I had to get on the call so I could hear your sexy voice as well. You know.
I really don't blame you. If that was you, I'd be ringing up too. You know, that's a little story.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, crazy.
Funny. Nah, it's real funny because I always, me and him talking, I'm always intrigued by his voice, so he knows.
It's understandable. I don't blame you.
Yeah, we were talking to Oscar. He's like, the ladies love his accent, man. I think it's the thing about that like British like accent or something. It's just something about it. I don't know. You get a lot of play with that.
He does.
For real. But for y'all that don't know, this is my sister right here from another mother, DJ Lady Blaze, doing her 1-2. I'm so proud of her. Love her to death. You know what I'm saying? And she's live on the line representing the DMV. And, you know, that's what it is. And y'all need to support DJ Lady Blaze and follow her on Twitter also. That's my sister.
Definitely support Lady Blaze. My girl Lady Blaze doing her thing. Support her.
That's what it is, man. Blaze, you got any other question for Ames? Also,
I don't have no questions for him. I just wanted to come through and show some
support.
Just wanted
to hear the accent. It's understandable. I bet she's
recording
this.
Whatever, Ames.
I bet you're recording this so I like you to listen to it back in again. I know you are.
No need to be arrogant right now, Ames. Because I know how you do.
You already know.
Oh, man. But Blaze, definitely, you know, you can stay on the line. But stay on the line with us also and stuff because I'm going to open up the lines again. And if you're just joining us right now, we're live with DJ Ames, two-time winner of SEA Awards, live on the line, calling in from the UK on Lush Radio Online. You already know we international, we global. This is how we do. But, Blaze, man, you just came to see Ames. You ain't show me no love. I mean, you ain't come to see me, though.
I know you love to,
huh? When you got this accent, you know, they're going to speak to you, but, you know, it's on that.
Oh, man, we had fun on Lush Radio Online, man. It's all family right here.
There's always one female that has to set me off, and it's Blaze. What can I say?
You are crazy, Ames. You know that. You are off the hook.
Well, someone has to be. Unfortunately, it's me.
That's what it is. We got another caller. A caller from the 619. It looks like my girl Ebony calling in from the Cali area. Is this Ebony?
Yes, it is. What's going on, y'all?
What's going on, booby? You got DJ Ames calling in from the UK, live on the line.
I know. What's up, Ames? This is Ebenisa on Twitter.
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Ebony is our wonderful co-host on Lush Radio Online, representing the Cali area. Goes hard in the paint for us. Definitely, she's the one that provided us with the later on during the show. We're gonna have Tone Trump on there. She provided the interview for us, so we definitely salute her for that.
Thanks
and
for Tone Trump as well.
For real. And you know, if you don't know, you better ask somebody. Your man DJ Ames is a 2-time winner of SEA Awards. He's going hard, helping out these independent artists, and just you know, I mean, he's bringing that UK invasion right here in the South, and just you know, destroying the game, getting it in, you know. And he's turned all the way up. So, Ebony, you got a question for Ames?
Well, I'm just tuning in. I'm sorry, I was having lunch at McDonald's. At the DMV, trying to get some business taken care of. So I apologize, I didn't hear anything that was going on. But
it's so good.
But I want to say, I got to keep it real. I do want to ask you. I mean, I see you on Twitter doing your thing or what have you, and we do send tweets back and forth or what have you, and I know that you're promoting music and things like that. But besides doing what you are doing and your accolades, what else do you want to do futuristically?
What do you mean, apart from the DJing thing or?
Yeah, like, do you want to go in any other branches of entertainment? Do you want to, you know?
I don't know, to be honest, at the moment, really, I'm just looking to stick with the DJing thing, you know, possibly get into a bit of production work. But, like, at the moment, there's nothing. I mean, if the opportunity came up, I wouldn't turn it down, you know. I'd try my hand at everything because, you know, you can't say you don't know good until you've tried it, you know. So, say someone said, do you want to be an actor, try and get into acting, I'd try it, you know. You've got to, you know, try and do as much as possible, you know, make money where possible. So, you know, definitely if the opportunity does open up for me, I would try it.
Open for different opportunities. That's what's up.
He's over there with his wonderful accent, you know, driving the ladies crazy, so they're fancying him.
I know. I'm here. I'm sitting there like, woo!
Hey, yo, hey, man, you can't be coming on the show taking all the ladies.
What can I say? It's hard being me.
Oh, man, I love DJ Ames, man. I'm going to tell y'all one thing. Talking to him off record and even on here, he's definitely a very humble and great dude.
This guy goes
so hard for independent artists. And they you know, I just really think that people need to definitely, you know, show that love, man. DJ Ames go hard in the paint. I support him 100%. When DJ Ain't say he's going to do something, he does it. He's one of those people that said
exactly.
They believe their word is their bond, and I'm definitely proud of him.
The thing is, people can hit me up anytime. Do you know what I mean? The thing is that really, I'm not a stuck-up guy. You know, you can hit me up, and I will respond to you. You know, I will always give feedback on music. You know, don't get me wrong, that I am about paper, but you know, don't get twisted. You know, I do show love to a certain extent, but I'm about money as well. You have to be, but I will show love all day. You know, you hit me up, you want feedback on music. If you give me advice on the music. But, you know, be aware, if your music is whack, I'm an honest person, so don't be offended.
Well, we need him on Friday, Les.
He needs to judge the hot or not. We might have to bring him back on either this Friday or next week Friday, when if his schedule is looking, what's his schedule like to judge some of this music? Is it hot or is it not? DJ Ain't.
Oh, I'll do
that. Is it a little
I'll do something.
You know, definitely. DJ Ames, you want us to go ahead and play some? DJ Ames provided us with some of this UK music and stuff. It's some definitely some hot joints out there that they got. So I'm gonna play two of the joints. Is that okay for you, DJ Ames?
That's cool with me.
That's what it is. We got some joints right here from the UK, so you guys can get a little taste of some of this UK music. This is Ruckus, Broads, and stuff. And I'm gonna play this joint, and we'll be back in a second with DJ Ames on Lush Radio Online.
Yo, alright then. I see them. Copy DM. Let's go! Rah. Whoa, it's Rocker. Yeah. Rah. Bendo! You know already, right? It's a big one. Okay then. Proper hot and flows like coals of Mexico. I reba out we that you see them flexible. This is what I know, I'm a professional. Be that leader, this is a flexible. Yo, yeah, yeah, yo, that's just like vegetable. Good for your inner, we know inner, not technical. So set the soap, watch how me get technical. Right from the rhythm, shine bright, celestial. Yeah, like years, like days, I told you no. Fresh night days, I'm brave, I'm Tokyo. Trust me, even though they might be like Pinocchio. Raise up the level, cause I'm really not joking, bro. Here's the coping, though, here's the hoping, so. Right now, it's all out, it's all bad from the flow. Fat like a wax when I spit in a lap. Ha, mic when I chat, better consider that.
I'm John Madden, going on in like philosophy, my pattern. It won't happen, but won't follow that pattern. Move at my own pace, I never follow fashion. But I'm still fashionable, believe me, I'm a rebel. Believe I never settle, keep my foot up on the pedal. Getting running, rocker coming through, never bluffing. Cause there is nothing you can do, keep it bumping. My technique be high tech, tech. I move so on respect, where respect is due. But who's fronting? So now bad, I make on the nice, my crew drums in. And you might be rating guys, but we run. No kidding, all jokes aside. We keep it crumpet, where to the wise man lies.
I'm broad. It's not a joke thing, you get me? Don't get it twisted, you know what I'm saying? Don't mistake my confidence for arrogance, you know, I'm gonna show ya. Yeah, it's Ruckus, man. Carpe Diem. Yeah, see, today, we are not playing around, yeah, I'm gonna show ya. Let me talk to them, yo.
This your boy DJ Ames, always in the great UK. When I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking my girl Lush, on Lush Radio Online.
You already know what it is. It's your girl. I see us live in the building. You know what I'm saying? That joint right there was Broad. You know, I already know what it is, from Ruckus over there in the UK. And you know, Tuesdays is International Night. You know what I'm saying? On Lush Radio Online. You know we global, baby. And we got DJ Ames rocking with us from the UK, live in the building. You know what I'm saying? Internationally known. No. In the building. You know, on Lush Radio Online. And we getting it cracking. We're going to go ahead and open the lines back up with my two co-hosts, because they on the line with me. Ebony and Future Guru. What's good, fam?
Hey, what's good? All the way from Jersey. Future Guru 100 in the building. You already know. Light up the Twitter.
That's what it is. Ebony, you back in the building with us?
Yes, I'm here.
And the world famous DJ Ames. You still on the line with us, Booby?
I'm here.
That track was hot. I like that joint. I like that flow. I like the vibes on that. The vibes is global.
Yeah,
that's
what boy Ruckus, we just dropped a mixtape. So, you know, if you basically check my Twitter timeline, you'll get his mixtape I've just released. He's called Ruckus.
That was a good selection right there. Everybody know that they could just go out and hear that and just get it in. You know, when you go stepping in the spot, you could be on whatever. You heard that's really what it is when you hear that stepping up in there. I'm telling you, that's what I'm feeling.
There's a lot of people in the UK that are doing the thing, but they find it hard to get out in America. So with me being obviously doing work both sides of the world, it's just a perfect opportunity because I do push UK out as hard as possible, you know, because obviously I've got to do that. Not that I don't want to do it. I want to do it, but, you know, if I didn't do it, I wouldn't be well respected in the UK. So wherever I'm at, I try and push UK artists, you know. It's just a standard thing to me. I rep where you're from, and that's the UK. I'm from there, you know, so I have to support where possible.
Mm-hmm. And before, could you tell the people also, like, you know, the website and all that and the Twitter again so they can, you know, check you out and the emails and stuff,
yeah,
just in case?
No problem. Right, it's twitter.com/DJAmesUK, and Ames is spelled A-M-E-S, as in James. The MySpace is myspace.com/DJAmesUK. There's also the official website, djamesuk.co.uk. That's not up and running yet, but it will be soon. There's also the brand International Hustle, international.co.uk. That as well, the email for music submissions is djamesmp3@gmail.com. If you're going to send me music, make sure it's labeled correctly, you know, and if you send me a clean and dirty version, if you've got a DJ pack, send me that over. It's always handy to have.
That's what it is. And the other thing is, like, for artists, a lot of artists are like, oh, because you're a UK DJ, that they think, oh, they're going to break in the UK if they send you their music. But there's all different places all in Europe, not just the UK. And how do you feel about that? Sometimes, you know, artists kind of like box you in, but you're dealing with two different markets. Can you explain about that?
Well, technically, I've got access to three markets. I've got the UK, because obviously the UK and Europe are separate markets anyway. But it's like, I've got America. But I mean, people don't know about me in America, they're going to assume I'm just from the UK. But I do obviously say to people, look, you know, if I work with you, I don't make no promises to you, because, and if I make promises to you, I'm lying and I'm being untruthful to you as a DJ. So I always keep it real where possible. But I mean, the UK, if you're going to try and break in the UK market, you know, look at the DJs, you know, that's the main thing. Who's the main DJ doing the thing? Look at the main radio stations, you know. Look at, you know, the current market situation, you know, what type of music is blowing up now. If you're a hip-hop artist and you try and jump on some pop beat, don't approach me, because I will not respond to you. Be real. Stick to what you do. Don't try and do something different just to blend in with the market to make some money. Be a real artist. You'll get respect.
That's real talk right there. You heard it from DJ Ames, all the way from the UK, taking the time out to come on Lush Radio Online. You know what I'm saying?
Also,
who does
one more
that?
Thing. When you're hitting DJs up, stop approaching us saying this is the hottest shit you've heard. Listen, this is like, I'm going to school everyone about it. When you're approaching a DJ, you know, be respectful for a start. Don't say, yo, I've got the hottest shit in the world, son. It's guaranteed you ain't. And if you tell me you got the hottest shit in the world, and your shit is whack, I'm going to straight out and go in on you. Professionally, of course. But, you know, just be real. Just, you know, hit me up. Hit any DJ up to listen. You know, blah, blah. I'm a new wife. Introduce yourself. Give me a little introduction of who you are, where you're from. You know, tell me a little bit about yourself. Don't have to give me a full-on life story. Just, you know, give a few lines about where you're from. Say, can I send you some music? 90% of the time, I will say, yeah, send me some music. And I will give you feedback honestly. And if you approach me correctly, I will, you know, and I like your music, I will try and support your music where possible. You know, and then what's the other one? There's that many things. I could be here all day, you know, but you know, got me off on one now. It's just like, you know, when you send an email, be professional, you know, blind copy. Learn the word BCC. Not a lot of you people know that word. Use it. You will make a lot of friends if you use it.
And that's what
I'm
saying.
That's what I've not done.
That's what it is. Like I said, we're live right now with DJ Ames calling in from the UK, two-time SEA Award winner, calling us live from the UK right now. And we're also going to have Tone Trump live on the line in a few seconds. But right now we got the one and only DJ Ames live in the building, definitely talking to us on Lush Radio Online. Ames, The last thing I really gotta ask you, I have two last questions is, you know, what is the hardest adversity for you being in the music industry?
Hearing new hot new music every day. That's the main thing for me. You know, I'm doing something that I love. You know, I love new music and I have to deal with it every day, so that's definitely, you know, one of the hot things about this business.
Oh, not the hottest thing, I said one of the hardest things.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you properly. Just that's me being English. The
hardest.
Okay.
The hardest thing
really is just branding yourself, you know, being different from every other artist and every other DJ out there, because the internet's opened up a lot of doors for people, and, you know, due to like MySpace and stuff like that, anyone can get on a microphone and a PC and think they're an artist when they're not. So it's hard separating the real from the fake and, you know, the serious people, etc. So that's definitely one of the hard things, whether you're a DJ or an artist, because, you know, the internet's a fucked up place. Let's be real. You know, so, excuse my language there, but you know.
Hey, this is Real Radio Online, yo, with DJ Ames from the UK, man. 2 times SCA Award winner, live in the building, man. You know, and the other thing is, you know, for these up-and-coming DJs and up-and-coming artists, what kind of advice would you give them?
Yeah.
Just be real, be true to yourself, you know. Don't try and be like the next DJ Kate or the next DJ Drama. Be you, be your own style, you know. And if you're an artist, don't try and be the next Lil Wayne. Don't try and be Jay-Z, because you ain't going to be the next Lil Wayne. There's already a Lil Wayne out there. You know, just be you, be real to yourself. Don't try and be something you're not, which, you know, just to make a quick buck, because you may make some money off it, but I guarantee you won't be consistent, you won't last. You'll get boring.
That's real talk right there. That's real talk right there. We got DJ Ames live in the building. I think I see Tone Trump on the line with us and stuff. We're going to bring him on in a few seconds because we got to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we'll be talking with Tone Trump and stuff about his music and a couple of things. But Ames, you gonna stay with us? You gonna rock out with us through the whole show? Or you super busy? Because, you know, I love you to death, and, you know, we enjoy your company and that accent.
I'll stick and see what's good to Tone, because me and Tone are cool, so I'll stick and see what's good with Tone.
That's what it is. So we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be back in a quick second with Tone Trump, and we'll have DJ Ames also on here while we have Tone Trump on here, because this is how we do, man. This is family. This is what it is. Lush Radio Online, we turned all the way up.
Yo, this your girl that she lush from. Yo, this your girl that she lush from the Lush Radio Online show. I'm live in the building, and you already know what it is, man. I'm all the way turned up. The people's voice is all the way turned up. You know why? Because I logged on to www.capitalcustom.com. Talking about, you looking for that hot shirt to wear with your jeans, and you just can't find nothing in the store, then y'all need to holler at capitalcustom.com. Why? Because they'll make you a shirt on the spot to match your persona, baby, because it's all about branding you and what you represent, man. It's all about being you and being fresh when you step out there, because that's what they all about. Log on to www.capitalcustom.com. Call them at 202-471-0310. Call them at 202-471-0310. And don't forget them to follow them on Twitter at Capital_Customs with a D. You already know what it is, man. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. And they got an official stamp for me, because you already know what it is. I'm rocking my Capital Custom right now. You already know what it is, man, because I'm all the way turned up.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man. And if you don't know what you're logged on to, if you don't know what you're listening to, I'm going to go ahead and let Chubb Rock tell you who you're listening to. Because some of y'all really don't know. Y'all really don't know. So Chubby going to tell her.
Yeah,
tell
it's your boy, Chubb Rock. And definitely when I'm in the DMV area, baby, I'm always rocking with Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, and we back in the building. We got DJ Ames live in the building. We got my girl Ebony live in the building. We got my boy Future Guru live in the building. And we got Tone Trump live in the building. What up, Tone?
Yo. What's up, baby girl? How
What's good with you, fam?
Oh, man, I'm beautiful. I'm blessed. I'm chilling right now.
That's what it is, man. We got to go ahead and show my man Tone Trump some Lush Radio love, baby. What it is, that's what it is. So Tom, before we get into it, man, you got some shout outs to anything you wanna do, fam?
Shout out to everybody, man. It's definitely y'all for having me on the show. I just logged in via the phone a couple minutes ago, so I got to hear the big homie DJ Ames, who I'm a big fan and a big supporter of. And we also got a project coming together. But shout out to everybody, man. If you listening, shout out to you. Everybody that's rocking with me and I'm rocking with you back is all mutual. So, you know, everybody.
That's what it is. Well, your man is live on the line. DJ Ain't still on the line with us from the UK. You can say what's up to him.
What's good? What's good, my friend?
Good, man. Everyone wants to be English. What can I say?
We getting UK money. That's my boy right there. DJ Ains is official. Everything good, bro. I'm chilling. I ain't doing nothing major right now. I'm helping the kids with their homework, man. I ain't doing that. No rap star shit right now for me. I'm just doing my daddy. I'm on daddy mode right now. You know what I mean?
That's what it is. I just finished doing that a little bit earlier too. That's what's up. So Tone, man. You know everybody. You know the buzz is going around. You the hottest thing out of Philly. You know you doing your thing. You know, everybody's definitely, you know, backing you up. And shout out to my man, Frenchie 1017, Murder Baby, DJ Lazy K Productions, because they had a hot joint that we played on the show, you know what I mean, when Murder was on here. We did the Murder Marathon with you, Murder, you know what I'm saying, doing you and Frenchie on the joint, Tone. So it was definitely a hot joint. You know, shout out to them, you know.
Shout out to Murder. That's my man, too. I'm connected with all the real people up and down from all the way from New York, all the way to the UK, as you see, so it was all love.
That's what it is, man. And you know, they definitely shout you out and everything. And shout out to my peoples, you know what I'm saying, DJ Truth out in Philly and that Wiz Kid, you know what I'm saying? They definitely, you know, shout you out and stuff like that. But
DJ Truth is my big brother. Shout to DJ Truth. DJ Truth was playing Tone Trump music before anybody knew who Tone Trump was, so I'm always going love and be indebted to him. That's like a real big brother in this game for me. Like, I ain't seen him in a minute because I be busy and he be busy, but let him know when you talk to him, man. That's family. Like, I'll punch somebody in the face with DJ Truth, so, you know, that's...
Well, you know what? I would do the same thing because he's my brother from another mother, and he definitely supports Lush Radio Online, him and that Wiz Kid and the whole Northern Smoke Radio. So they definitely, you know, shouted you out. And I heard y'all was in a magazine, too, a magazine situation out there, too.
I'm there
and stuff.
Yeah, me and Wiz go back a bunch of years, too, like even, you know, like I said, he another one before I had my buzz, before the internet and all that, where it showed me love. I ain't seen him in years, but definitely telling myself what's up too.
That's what's up, man. And you know, what inspired you to get into the industry, man? What made you say, yo, I wanna get into this music game, fam?
Money and girls. I ain't even gonna lie, I make up money and women. You know what I'm saying? Just end of discussion. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's March 9th, man. I want to shout out Biggie Smalls. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, RIP to Biggie. You know, today is the anniversary of him, us losing him. So, obviously, Biggie. But really, for me, it just was money and girls, man. Like I was in third grade, and a rap act from Philly had came to my school, and the girls went crazy. And I just was like, I went in. And I always had, like, a dream. Like, I kind of was on my basketball thing, and my hustling thing, and none of that was really manifesting for me, and then this fell into my lap. I love the culture. I will never front, like, I don't love it. I love the culture. I can appreciate the down south music, to the underground east coast music, to the west coast music, but for me personally, my motivation was money and girls, and that's just how it go.
That's what it is. Definitely. That's real talk right there. And like I said, if you're just joining us now on Lush Radio Online, we got DJ Ames and we got Tone Trump live in the building, man. You better act like you know, man. We doing it real big. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to my co-host, live in the building. Throw it to the wonderful, beautiful lady out of California, Ebony.
How you doing, Tal?
What's up, baby?
Thanks for coming on. My question to you is, with your music career, and I was reading something about the swag jacket. I wanted to see what you know, if your thoughts were still the same about people coming and jacking Philly swag.
I mean, of course, my thoughts definitely. I'm glad you read that. I've been speaking on that for a while, and the way I try to carry, as I get more mature, I try to say it in a less disrespectful way because, you know, first of all, you know, everybody's influenced by different things, and I don't mind people taking things from the Philadelphia culture and our style. I have a problem when they don't pay homage or give credit or give opportunity from people from here. Like, if you going to come here and just copy, at least help the people get money, which you are. Present them opportunities, but it's, you know, a lot of the biggest dudes in the game in some way or another have been influenced by Philly culture, Philly music, Philly artists, and the proof is in the pudding. You can't really find no movement that didn't have an effective Philly artist a part of the movement. It's not, I mean, you name any movement, especially towards the East Coast, and I can give you a Philly cat that was involved in that movement, and it'll show you that, you know, they might have not been the biggest guy in that movement, but at some point or another, they got some of that Philly splash into what they was doing. So that's just how I just cover it all. You know, not pointing nobody out. In the past, I would call different dudes out, but, you know, it is what it is. I can't be mad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't tripping no more. I'm so blessed that I really don't trip off, you know, little stuff. And that's something little, but it's definitely, I'm going to always make it known. You know what I'm saying? The bigger I get, the bigger the voice getting people knowing it so they can know. You know what I mean?
That's what it is.
Definitely.
That's what it is. And we're going to throw it over to my man from Irvington, New Jersey, Future Guru. What up?
Yeah, Future Guru in the building. What up, Tone Trump? Yo, I'm shouting out Cross from Duck Entertainment. You know, they rock with me heavy on the Twitter. And one of the reasons I could glad Ebony asked that question, and his answer was kind of perfect to what I'm doing, what we're doing at Lush, and that's why we're glad to have you on the show. So my thing is, like, bouncing off what he said, like, I'm paying homage and helping cats, like, you know, I stand up for New York, too. I'm a Brooklyn cat, Jersey cat, too, but I'm Brooklyn. I got roots in Brooklyn. You know, you go on Deck Entertainment Twitter, that's Brooklyn all day. So what I'm saying is, like, paying homage, man, like, I'm a big fan of the Broad Street Bully, Beanie Siegel, and before that Philly rap was an influence on me with Three Times Dope and all that. So, like,
yo, that's funny you said that, because that's who came to my school.
See what I'm saying? See? I'm that head, man. So, listen, this is what I say. Shout out to that. We know that we kind of know what we're doing, basically worldwide and all that on Lush Radio Online. So, that's why we bring cats like you that's grinding, paying homage to somebody that's hard working. One thing I can say about me promoting Deck Entertainment already, because if you go on my YouTube, it's already popping with some tracks from you. So what I'm saying is, when you pay homage and we do this type of thing that we doing, man, we actually just wanted to be known that we that platform. We appreciate you, you know what I mean? But my thing, like you just said, the Three Times Dope, man, I had to, you know what I mean? He just put it to y'all what was bumping. Like, for me back then, when he said they came to their school, I bet you he was really, really, really had that glow about him really wanting to be a rapper, because those cats was dope, yo. So, you know what I mean? He said those were the ones that came to his school. You feel me? No, real talk. This real talk right here. This real radio all day on Lush Radio Online, man. And, you know, and just like he shouted out his...
Three Times Dope is, and they not like a lot of older dudes that's bitter and shit like that. Them dudes still fly, they still getting money, they riding around in big cars. Like, ain't not EST, if you remember, that was the leader of the group. He a songwriter now. He wrote Baby Boy to Beyonce. He write from Philly, like, and he rich, and he ain't mad at nobody, and he one of those dudes I can call anytime I want and get advice. So Three Times Dope, you know, a lot of the older dudes and from their era is like mad at the younger generation, but them dudes is still riding around. Like, EST was out in Miami and running around in Bentleys and all that. So Three Times Dope is still alive and well. And I'm glad, like, I do a lot of interviews and people don't be knowing people like that. So that makes me feel good you even know them dudes, man. So that's a big thing for me, like, real rap.
Yeah, that's what we glad we supporting this, man. That's right here on my Twitter all day, Future Guru 100. You'll see your joints flying around. I got the Thug and Clean version. I got On Working and a couple of other joints that Deck Entertainment done slid me straight to Future Guru 100 Gmail. So for the record, man, this is what we do. We gotta let them know what's real out here. We know what's going
on. That's what it is, man. Definitely, like I said, if you're just joining us, man, we got DJ Ames, Tone Trump, live in the building on Lush Radio Online, you know what I'm saying, and we doing this one, too. And definitely we got to shout out my girl, Ebony, our co-host, for providing this interview for us. You know, we going hard in the paint, man. We doing it globally, man. Who's touching what we touching right now, man? Real talk.
Shout
we
to
got
Ebony.
You live.
I'm spelling you, Ebony.
You're welcome.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Ebony.
Ebony. Ebony, you there? Ebony.
You there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, she there.
I've been waiting to hear you for a minute. I've been waiting to hear from her for a minute, so I'm glad I'm on here with her, too.
Yeah, that's my co-host. That's my Street Queens, the Movement Queen. That's my sister from another mother. And Guru's my brother from another mother. This is the whole fam on here, man.
And where you from? I know she from Cali. He repping Irvington. Where you from?
Well, it's a mix. I'm from Queens, but I live in the DMV, and I go back and forth, and I have family in Brooklyn. So I'm in the DMV, so I might as well say I'm in the DMV. You know what I mean?
Oh, I got love for the DMV. I've been running around out there a lot lately, so shout out to the whole DMV. And I like, that's a nice way y'all got it, though. DMV, Jersey, and Cali, like, that's perfect, actually. Like, that's covering pretty much everything. That's beautiful.
Definitely, and we got callers that be calling in from all over the world, man. It ain't a game out here, man.
We
all the way up. Yeah. Yeah. For real.
For Shiggity.
You know, and I'm going to go ahead and bring in this caller from the 347. That's New York, New York. Tell us what your name is. You're live on Lush Radio Online with Tone Trump and DJ Ames. What up, fam? 347. I don't want to call out your whole number, player. 347.
My bad. What's up, man? I'm just listening, man.
Oh, okay. All right, fam. All right, fam. That's what it is. We always appreciate listeners, player. Caller from the 407. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online with the one and only Tone Trump and DJ Ames. Do you have any questions? Tell us your name, baby, and where you're calling from.
Yeah, this is Hard Body Heights from Orlando, Florida. I'm just chilling. What up, Tone? What up, DJ? My question is, yo, Tone, you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling the whole movement and everything. Yo, when you are doing the track with Calypso?
Calypso, we supposed to be getting that done this weekend, bro. We supposed to get the business straight on Friday because, as we all know, this is a business first. So we supposed to get the business done on Friday, and then we're going to get that done. And then, you know, I'll probably come to Orlando, shoot the video, come out there and mob with y'all. You know what I mean?
Word. Yeah, I can't wait for that. That's like my older brother and everything, you know what I'm saying? So I've been bumping your music, and I told him, like, yo, you need to holler at Tone. Yo, he's the next nigga to do his thing, man.
That's what's up, homie. Let's get it done, man. I appreciate it. Like, I'm getting a lot of love from that 407, so I got to give it back. I'll be out there real soon. Like, I'm always in Miami, but I can't be to the O yet, but I'll be out there real soon.
That's what it is,
fam. You got a question for DJ Ames, fam?
Yeah, my question is, yo, how long did it take you to get in the game like that, you know what I'm saying, striving and everything? Because I got a couple DJs, you know, trying to do their thing, but, you know what I'm saying, not everybody's successful with their thing. So what was your hustle, you know, to get on?
Just play all Tone Trump music. Oh, that's
for
him. Oh, good.
Hey, yo, Tone,
so crazy. He talks to me, I'll tell He's not DJ control.
Oh, man. But yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate y'all, you know what I'm saying, vibing with me and everything. So, I mean, shout out to Philly, shout out to NY, you know, and everybody in Orlando, you know what I'm saying, all by the X on the North.
You already know.
That's what it is, man.
But I know DJ Ames was going to go ahead and answer that question. Hey Ames, answer that question for that caller and stuff, fam.
What was the question again? Was it basically you got DJs up and coming, you want to basically have to get in the game as a DJ?
Uh-huh.
Really, it's all about your networking game, you know, your consistency. I mean, me, I'm currently dropping about 6 tapes a week, and that's not, like, intentional. That's because a lot of people approach me. It's just consistency, work with new artists, you know, see who's hot, you know, try and get with someone's up and coming. It's always going to give you the upper hand, you know, and support real artists. Like, I support Tone 100%, you know, the real artist, people like Tone, you know. So just pick the right artist to promote. Don't promote what's popular. Promote what you want to promote.
That's right.
That's what it is. You heard that first from DJ Ames live in the building on Lush Radio Online right now. If you're just joining us, we got DJ Ames representing the UK, 2-time SCA award winners, and your man Toe Trump straight from Philly, burning up the airways crazy. You already know what it is, man. And we live in the building on Lush Radio Online, man. You already know what it is. I want to go ahead and I got some joints from you, fam. You know what I mean? I need to make these people ear dance a little bit. You know what I mean? If that's okay for you, fam. You know?
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and check out these joints we got with the man Tone Trump in the building. You know what I mean? And we definitely want to salute both of y'all, DJ Ants and Tone Trump. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all could be anywhere. But y'all live on Lush Radio Online, man. Definitely rocking with the fam, man. You already know what it is.
Yo, and we definitely got a CD coming out together.
That's what it is, man. All I'm saying is, can I get that joint? Can we get a copy on Lush Radio Online? Good.
As soon as it's done, y'all going to get the exclusive on it. Y'all had this booth on here together. It's only right. We send y'all some exclusives off of that. So we got y'all. That's going to be on Ames because he's going to have all the music, and he's going to make sure y'all get it. And Guru in the mix with Cross. Cross handled all my music. Decky and T, shout to Decky and T. Shout to all the DJs in the world because I love all the DJs. I hate rappers, but I love all the DJs. So shout to all the DJs. And, yeah, we're going to make sure y'all get that ASAP.
That's what it is. Ain't this ironic, Ghoul and Ebony? We never know who's connected to who, right? Sometimes, right? And they just end up being connected
yes.
or doing a song.
Yes.
Live, right here, live. You already know.
Yes.
Or they connect.
Yes.
Done deal. That means business already going to get done. That's it.
Yes.
That's right.
We don't play.
Right.
We don't play in the paint. We go hard in the paint. Get the rebound, too. Get the rebound. Snatch that, yo.
Yo, I got this called Living It Up, Tone Trump. You going to introduce this for us, man?
Hey, man, it's right here. This Live It Up, man. This is a record produced by my man, Cortez, from Full Volume Productions. We did the in-studio video. It was on World Star Hip Hop. A lot of people heard this and seen this. It's a crazy record. It's a get-high record. So smoke some, roll some, drink some, and let's do it. Let's go live it up.
Tone Trump. Uh-huh. Top notch. Believe that. Money, hoes, and clothes, a whole lot of it, so we do it like when Big was alive, man. Hey, Biggie, come on.
I got the sour in my Dutch, Henny in my cup. If you don't give a fuck, then we don't give a fuck. Ain't trying to talk it out, rather hit a hate up. Got one life to live, so I'ma live it up. I'm worldwide, but I'm a product of Philly. It's 2010, and I got it in Philly. Who give a fuck what a hater gotta say? I made a dime last week and I ain't had to sell weight. All off music, spitting these flames. Every other day a rapper saying my name. But I ain't going back and forth. I'm trying to get the Porsche with the Lamborghini doors. Phantoms, Mazis, Beamers, Bentleys, 40s, 50s. Shoot them till they empty. We got the best cars and the best homes. I be mobbing out in gay ass Deftones. I wear my Dutch, Henny in my cup. If you don't give a fuck, then we don't give a fuck. Ain't trying to talk it out, rather hit it. I'm from Philly where the drug lords don't snitch. And young boys will kill you quick for some dumb shit. Uptown getting money like Craig Haynes. Got homies out in Cali doing the same thing. Beat you by myself, I don't got caught a goon. The only rappers down the street using auto-tune. You don't want a war, you don't want a fight. All that tough talk, you could die tonight. You don't want a war, you don't want a fight. All that tough talk, you could die tonight. sour in my Dutch, Dutch Henny in my cup. If you don't give a fuck, then we don't give a fuck. Ain't tryna talk it out, rather hit the hate up. I want a life to live, so I'ma live it up. Take a flight to where it's warm at. 305, you can catch me with the Zoos. Ass blind and jolly, they'll let you know. Back east, I be mobbing with the 5th unit. LA to the Bay, my Cali niggas get to it. I got goons all through the DMV. Midwest from the Shy to the D. St. Louis was popping, you know I see you dirty. Camden to Trenton, what's mobbing Jersey? Blowing up and I'ma die with it all. Do it for my goons who died trying to ball. Sour in my Dutch, Henny in my cup. If you don't give a fuck, then we don't give a fuck. Ain't trying to talk it out, rather hit a hater up. Got one life to live, so I'ma live it up.
Yo, y'all heard that joint right there, man. That's Tone Trump right there. Live it up. You already know what it is. It's your girl, Leshy Lesh, live in the building. Live with DJ Ames. Tone Trump, you already know what it is. We live in the building on Lesh Radio Online. You know what I'm saying? Getting it cranking. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if we lost him because I don't see his number back on the line, but he might be calling back in a second. But, you know. Because, you know, sometimes you don't have that white dude behind you with the glasses. Can I hear you now? Can I hear you now? You know how we lose signal and stuff. But that's not an inside joke. But that's
not
my inside joke. That's my inside joke when we lose people on the line, you know. But, yeah. But that Live It Up joint is definitely hot right there. That was a hot joint right there. That was hot right there, son.
That was crazy.
That was crazy. That was a hot joint right there, son. Live It Up.
Yeah, I put that on that level. Like the cut actually that DJ Ames played, it's like one of those cuts where you can walk in the club. You know, most cats is fronting in the club anyway, so go ahead and be who you want to be or some hot joints. You know, stop playing. Get on out there. Do your thing, you club fronting. Do it. I'm telling you.
Yo, crazy as hell.
Yeah, it's real talk, yo. It's real talk, man. Yo, this is drama. It's theater.
Yo, he's crazy as hell, man. Real talk. Cause I know DJ Ames. You know he's calling in from the UK and everything. I know he got Jet. Cause I know he got Dua. He be doing the mixtapes and knocking them out like crazy. Hey Ames. I'm gonna bring Tone back on. I think he's on the line, but we about to bring him on in a second. Hey Ames, man. Final thoughts. We just want to salute you, man. Let me bring Tone back on the line with us and stuff. Cause I know Ames got a bounce real quick. Tone, you want to say last goodbyes to, well, not last goodbyes, because y'all going to see each other anyway. But we got, you know, because I know Ames got to get off and everything, and we're going to continue the interview with Tone. Tone, you want to say any last words to Ames, man?
All I'm going to say to DJ Ames is I appreciate you playing my music, man. Like, you all we out in the UK,
man.
You don't owe me shit, so I thank you, homie.
No, it's cool, man. I'm supporting real life. It's some good music. I'm doing my job, so it's all good, man. It's my job.
Appreciate you, bro. Like, let's just keep it popping, man. Like she said, this ain't our last words. We definitely won't talk in a minute, so let's just... Yo, you just got them drops I just sent you too, right?
Yeah, I've got a joint coming out next week, me and DJ Slick, and we've got our joint out coming soon, and a Joe hosting one of my joints in a few months as well.
Let's go. We in
non-stop.
The mix, man, baby.
We non-stop.
You already know. You already know. Let's get it.
Yo, I'm real jealous right now, because where my drops at, dog?
I'm doing it as soon as I get done this interview. I'm on it.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Because, you know, we're going to fight. I will come to Philly, Tone. I will come to Philly.
I don't want no trouble. I don't want no trouble.
I'm going to
come
right
away.
She will
oh,
do
I
that.
Got enough, I got enough beef to deal with. I don't want no trouble.
I know. I ain't gonna hurt you, bro. I just wanna give you a hug. But yo, Ebony, you got some final thoughts for DJ Ames and stuff?
for DJ Ames.
Mm-hmm. Cause he got bounced.
Definitely. Appreciate you for coming on the call, DJ Ames. And don't forget us when the exclusive drop. You know, you need to call in and let us know when we can schedule you for that Hot or Not Friday, too. Because we definitely need you on one of those Fridays.
Yo, it's all good. Just say the word. I'll call in. It's all good. Ames, if you support me, I've got time for you all day. So it's all good. Consider it done.
That's what it is, man. I love DJ Ames, man. That accent. Woo-wee! Oh, man.
If you don't know what you're doing to left.
Hey, yo, Guru, you got final thoughts for DJ Ames, man?
Yeah, I just want to say, man, we appreciate you having you on the show tonight. Keep doing what you're doing. Got your Gmail, and, you know, we'll network from there, man. We just, congratulations on the SEA Awards. That's a milestone achievement. He won it twice. Y'all just take notes, man, you know. We giving y'all the game, basically, man. I hope y'all listening. Get your pens and pads on Tuesdays, Thursdays, Wednesdays, on Lush Radio Online. Do it.
But it is. Follow him on Twitter. DJ Ames UK. DJ Ames UK. A-M-E-S, man. Support
right.
that dude. If you don't, I'm coming for you. For real. You heard?
Yeah.
Don't break your neck.
Come for real.
DJ Ames. Hey, I love you, DJ Ames, man. You know, this ain't going to be last time. Lush Radio is your home. Mi casa, su casa. You already know what it is, man. We love you, man.
Go on.
Be safe.
That's what it is. DJ Ames live on Lush Radio Online. Y'all already know what it is. We got Tone Trump live in the building. Y'all heard Living It Up, man. A hot joint. Definitely some crack. And we definitely, you know what I'm saying, supporting my dude live on Lush Radio Online. Hey, yo, Ames, my girl Sheila in the chat room, Sheila Walker down in the chat room, she actually said that she's a supporter and her favorite joint from you is In the Morning that she likes. Hey, Tone, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. In the Morning, yeah. Her favorite joint?
Her favorite joint, she's in the chat room. She said her favorite joint is In the Morning from you.
What's her name?
Her name is Sheila.
Shout out to Sheila, man. That's my favorite song, too, Sheila. So we already got something in common to start this our whole relationship off. That's my favorite song, too. So tell Sheila I said thank you.
That's what it is. That's what. Did you hear that, Sheila? He said, thank you right there. That's what it is. That's what it is. And actually, that WizKid is right here typing me on GChat. He said to say, you know, he said he definitely shouts you out, and he know you working, and that he definitely support what you're doing, and thanks for the shout out.
Tell him you already know. Tell him you won't give him my phone number. You can have my phone number. You can give him my number.
Okay, I'm going to give him your number, the 484 joint, right?
Yeah, just tell him text him and I'm going to get right to him.
Okay. I'm telling him right now. That's what it is,
this
man.
This is being conducted on Less Radio Online, and we don't have connections.
No, who is making connections, son?
Yeah.
Yo, we live on Less Radio Online, man. We ain't playing no games. Out here, we had DJ Ames from the UK, and we got Tone Trump live in the building. And you know what I'm saying? We giving y'all this music right here. I got another caller in from the 407. You're live on Lush Radio. Is this the same cat from Florida?
Nah, this Calypso. What's good?
Oh, what's up, Calypso?
What's good? Yo, it's popping, man. I was just calling to support you, man. We mess with you out here in Florida, yo.
Yo, I mess with y'all too, bro. I appreciate that, homeboy.
All right, man. I'll be. We gonna link up this weekend to go ahead and shoot that, do that track, man.
Hey, man. Let's get done, bro. Like I told your homie, man. Let's get the business done. And then what I'm gonna do is, when I come out on Miami next time, I'm gonna come over there. We get the video done there and make it a movie.
All right, that's what's popping there, man. Y'all stay up over there, man. God bless, yo.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is, man. They calling from all over, man. Ain't a game out here, man. Lush Radio Online, we make connections.
Okay.
It's crazy right now. So Tone, being in the game, being in the industry, right, you know, because, you know, people be doing their thing, and, you know, sometimes, you know, you hear he say, she say. they stuff and everything like that. And, you know, some people get misconceptions about you, but they don't even really know you like that because, you know, maybe different situations is going with outside people that might be connected with you. But, you know, the real person, which is you, you know, they don't hear from the horse's mouth. Do you deal with that a lot sometimes, Tom?
Well, I deal with that every day. But my thing is, if you can't handle that kind of stuff, then this ain't the business for you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of things that get said to Tone Trump that if it got said to me, to my real name, to me as a real person, I would probably hurt a lot of people. But because I know that once I made myself Tone Trump and I chased this dream and these goals, it's stuff that come with it. It's people who threaten me. It's people who talk trash. It's people who got misconceptions and stuff like that. But, like, and to sum it up the best way I can, man, I got thick skin. I'm from West Philly. You know what I mean? I was raised by a single mother. Ain't nothing nobody on Twitter, Worldstar, MySpace, none of that could say that could really hurt me. You know, it might make me want to just, I'll be wishing sometimes I could see some of these people. Like, damn, I wish I could just, for 5 minutes, just catch this dude coming out the store and then, you know, really get see some. You know, see him face to face and deal with man business. But when you're dealing with show business, the key word is show. It's all a show. It's show off. You know, you got people who show off. You got people who get out of character and get into character because it's all character. We all, at some point, you have to create this, and it becomes a thing where, you know, when I'm Tone Trump, I got to take everything that come with it. Just like them people calling from Orlando showing love, there's people that might want to call in from somewhere else that want to say, fuck Tone Trump. I take it all that come with it. It don't bother me at all because, like, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, man. I'm sitting at the dinner table right now eating the finest piece of steak I've eaten in years. I got my family with me. I'm chilling. I'm doing interviews. I'm talking to people in Florida, DJs in the UK. I ain't worried about nothing these niggas talking about out here. If it ain't about no money, helping me put no money into my kids' college plan, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, I move real humble. I move real careful. I'm real strategic. I'm on Twitter all day saying where I'm going to be at, so I'm never going to be no prisoner. No matter how big I get, I'm going to make sure I'm accessible to the streets and the people that I need to be accessible to. You feel what I'm saying? So I don't worry about none of that shit, man. Like, I be reading the comments people say about me on my videos and stuff. It be blowing my mind sometimes, but I know at the same time, I know they're not going to say it to my face because what I deal with is I deal with the streets. And when I'm out, all I get is love. You don't get – nobody's never come up to me and said your video was whack or fuck you or I hate your song. To me, they can leave them comments. When I'm out, it's, yo, I'm loving what you're doing. Keep it up. Nobody's going to say that to me in my face. And I honestly would respect it if somebody came up to me and said, you know, it depends how they word it. Now, don't get your teeth knocked through. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a way you could say it where I can learn from it. I ain't got no problem. Like, I surround myself, my team, you know, my deck EMT people, my top-notch INC people, the people I work with and surround myself with, they don't kiss my ass. They don't lie to me. That's why we doing everything. That's why I feel like we successful because they tell me, yo, Trump, chill out, or Trump, tone it down, or Trump, you know, fall back, whatever. Because if it was up to me, I'd have been smacking a lot of people, but I'm chilling because it ain't just about me. It's about my family, and I work too hard, and I sacrifice too much to dream up now over some bullshit. Like you said, the key word, he said, she said, who gives a fuck? I was born high, yellow, and fly. I've been getting hated on since I came out. Like, I don't give a fuck about that. You know what I'm saying?
That's real talk right there. But you know what? The thing is, you know, I want people to hear from your mouth because, you know, when we bring artists on here, it's like, you know, with K-Slay, when he came on, salute to K-Slay, man. You know, a lot of cats, you know, see cats and they say they Hollywood this, but, you know, we get to see the humble side of these cats. And this is what we try to portray. We don't like to deal with the negativity and stuff and stigmatism that a lot of people want to portray in media and stuff like that. So we like to see the side that most people don't get to see. Like, most people might, you know, see the glitz and glam, but they don't get to really know who Tone Trump is for real, you know. So that's what we want.
Well, I take pride in, like, one thing that people will know about me is they know, like, you know, when you hit me on the internet and shit, it really be me. So a lot of times, you know, you could be gassed by, you know, you could watch one of my videos and maybe see me seeming cocky, but they know if they talk to me or they hit me up and they come at me right, I come right back at them right. So I got a good rapport with the people. That's what makes me. I'm not the best rapper. I never scream like I'm the best rapper shit. The people made me. The people, the streets, the internet, they created my fan base and they created the uproar that I'm getting to make it to where people want to see my videos. You know what I mean? My videos and my songs got over 300,000 hits last week alone. So that's a lot of people paying attention to a dude that don't got no marketing dollars from no label, who doing it from the muscle. And shout out to K Slate too. I definitely got to read it. That was the first person to play my record on Hot 97, which was one of the biggest moments of my hip hop whole life, because you know Hot 97 is the home of New York, and that's the biggest radio station in the world. So for Slate to play my record, and you know, and more than one record, and the people hear me and call me from New York, like, yo, you on Hot 97? That was one of the best feelings I had in this shit. So I definitely always salute Slay. But yeah, man, like I deal with real shit and real people, and like people gotta understand, when you come at an artist, you can't blame everybody on one experience. I met people that I thought was assholes. That don't mean they was an asshole. I might have met him on a bad day. You know what I mean? When I met Ludacris. Ludacris wasn't. I didn't feel him. Like at the time I met him, I was like, yo, this dude is a sucker. I was real upset. But then now that I'm doing what he's doing, I realized, damn, people human. He might have just had a bad Wednesday the day I met him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll never buy his albums because, you know, an impression is all you got. And the impression he gave me was he was a sucker. And I'm not saying that to get no publicity or nothing, because, like I said, this brother might be the dude. But when I met him, he was a nut. So that I made up my mind about him that day. You know what? All right, I ain't fucking with him. I ain't doing no disses on him or none of that, but I ain't fucking with him. And that's all right as a fan and as people on the streets, because I'm a fan first. Like, I'm still a fan of people. I listen to everybody's music, from the biggest dudes to the littlest dudes. I listen to everybody's music. So, you know, that's how I deal with it. I deal with these situations in his own way. It's people that I've heard people say is Hollywood, and I met them, and they've been down to earth to me. So to each his own. Just like it's people who might have met Luda yesterday, and Luda was the greatest person in the world to them. Just when I met him, you know, I mean, I ain't feeling. So to each his own.
That's real talk right there. You heard it first from Tone Trump, live in the building on Lush Radio Online right now. You know what I'm saying? And I got that joint you did with Murder. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to go ahead and let my other co-host go ahead and ask you a couple more questions before I go into this joint. Ebony, you want to go ahead and ask Tone a question?
I sure do. My other question, I got two questions, actually. I want to...
Well, you got one right now.
Well, make sure you come back so I can ask the last one. But anyway... So with your MySpace, you had an award for the coming out artist or something like that with the MySpace. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, we had the Philly Hip Hop Awards, what we do every year, and all the rappers in Philly come out. You know, anybody you could think of, all from the big guys to the older guys to the new guys. And the last 2 years in a row, I won MySpace Artist of the Year, which is a good thing because everybody know the internet is the new wave. I also won Twitter User of the Year too. And so that's good. I won Best Clothing Line. I won a bunch of stuff. I've got more nominations and more awards than probably every artist from Philly at them awards, and that's a big deal because when you think of Philly hip hop, you know that's Beanie Siegel, that's Freeway, that's a lot of dudes. You know what I mean? For me to be winning awards over and everybody's nominated, so it was a good thing. You know, I had a lot of fun. Like I got on the internet early and used it for my advantage, and I continue to use it every day. So it's a good thing. You know, now with the technology of the phones, you can be on your internet anywhere you at, and that's the way I rock it, because it's there for us to use. So I tell all any upcoming artists ask me anything, first thing I say is attack the internet, man. It's free, and it's there for you to do that.
Definitely.
That's what it is. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to my other co-host, and then we're going to go to this jump off, this song. Future Guru, you want to go ahead and ask Tone another question?
Yeah, I'm going to ask a question. First, I'm just, you know how we do, Lush. I be sliding you joints out of nowhere, but I had a joint already on deck. I slid you Unworking from Tone Trump. I know you're going to feel it, so I slid you that, you know. So for the most part, we promote and we help artists, you know, and I just like to say what he just commented on. He just commented on everybody that they should use the internet. But my question was, explain to some people the fine line of you having the buzz and you doing your thing. I know that you grinding. Like, but tell the artists how they got to max out that internet because of the fact that you got to stay on that grind to be relevant and get your stuff heard or your promotion team made together. Just kind of explain that to people because, like, I know they work. Some of them working hard. Some of them ain't working hard. Some of them hating because they ain't working hard.
Yeah, so, well, the thing is, I'm gonna give them the game like this. I'm gonna give them $1 billion worth of game for free since we on Lush Online. So, and you know, we all got two ears and one mouth for a reason, so we can listen more. And the main thing I'm gonna say is, like you said, they think they working hard, Stop working hard and work smart. Because just because you think you're working hard, just because you on the internet all day and you tweeting to every, you keep telling I Am Diddy to listen to your new song that he never gonna listen to, that's not working hard. Just because you sending Khaled your song all day on Twitter that he's not going to listen to, that's not working hard. Working hard is getting your stuff right. So when you tell somebody to go look at it, it look right. Don't send somebody to your Facebook or your MySpace or your Twitter and it looks like shit. You got to make it look like that. You got to be a professional. You know what I used to do when I first got on MySpace? I would go to all the biggest artists in MySpace, and they all had one thing in common. They all had the flash, and it looked real pretty and fly, and it wasn't regular. So I said, damn, I got to get this. So I would look on their MySpace, see who designed it. I would call, hey, how much to get, you know, da-da-da-da. If you can't afford it, we all been there before, too. There's ways to get into it. They got free stuff for everything now. If you can get on the computer to ask somebody how much something costs, if you can send your song to Diddy 50 times, you can go in there and find out a graphic artist that instead of charging you $5,000, might charge you $150. You know what I'm saying? And you just advertise him good, and it just builds your team. So my main message is don't work hard, work smart. I don't got to, like, you know what I mean? I don't got to be on Facebook all day to be effective on Facebook. I can go there my six little times a day and do effective things and make it count or whatever way I decide to do it. And it's just working smart. And I tell people all the time, people say, yo, check me out on MySpace. And I go to their MySpace, and it looks like they ain't do nothing to it other than put their songs up, throw up a bunch of pictures they took themselves. That ain't how you do it. You got to make your look, got to look like a pro to get respected by the pros. Because I know one thing, even if you don't like my music, you're going to respect my look. You're going to look and say, damn, this nigga look like a boss. He look like a star. It look like there's some money behind it. And I was looking like that when I ain't had shit. When I ain't had no money, it looked like money was behind it. Because it's all about the look.
Do y'all hear that, man? Do y'all hear that, man? We got Tone Trump live in the building if you're just joining us. 347. We're going to bring you on in a second, but we're going to go to this song right here that he did. This is salute to Lazy K Productions, my man Murder, my big brother from another mother. Lazy K, my sister from another mother. This joint, Murder, Tone Trump on this joint right here. We're going to turn this joint all the way up, and we're going to be back. And when we come back, we got more questions for your man Tone Trump, and we're going to bring in the other callers. So we're going to go ahead and go to this joint right here, man. Get ready. Turn your amps up. Turn your radios up. We ain't playing no games. That's Radio Online. Let's go.
Watch out, he might be creeping by your window. Watch out, he might be creeping by your window. Watch out, he might be creeping by your window. My little homie Riley, he ain't smoking on no window. He dusted up, running around with the phone. Watch out, he might be creeping by your window. My little homie Roscoe had to take the boy in. School his ass to the game and put him under the wing. He grew up as a crack baby. His mom's was a fiend. My uncle used to pitch a white. Now she at it again. He on the block all night. Had to teach him how to come up. Said, see that brick house? Run up in there with your heat tub. They got a couple laptops, a couple of Macs. And they got that straight cash, dog, a couple of stacks. You know how I get down. Coming with the fifth round. Creeping through the window. Everybody get down. No time for a sit down. Just murder. Miss out, money then I dip out. No evidence or lookout. Everybody took out. If they catch me, they gon' probably throw the book out. So make sure you got a lot of bread for the cookout. Whipping it van, spot out of town where I get it 60 grand. Watch out, he might be creeping by your window. Watch out, he might be creeping by your window. Watch out, he might be creeping by your window. My little homie Riley, he ain't smoking on no endo. He dusted up.
Niggas rapping like they rich, yeah they ain't safe. The goon is right by your window, looking for the safe. Gun up in your face, tying up your spouse. You crying like a bitch while we mobbing through the house. Diggy in the mask so they can't see the bed. He ain't trying to hear me out, put the gun up in his head. Yeah, shit, ass murder, how I murder niggas. I got young as 14 that'll dirt you niggas. We be all up in your window like, bruh, man.
Wow, Wow, y'all heard that joint right there. Shout out to Lazy K Productions, Murder Baby, Tone Trump on that jizzump off. But you know what I'm saying? I'm going to let my boy let y'all know what the dilly is, man, because we ain't playing no games out here, man. I told y'all I don't play no games. Shout out, rest in peace to my man Biggie, best there ever was, best there ever is. Biggie, you already know what it is, man. Salute, man. I wish we had the honor to have an interview with you, fam. But you know what I mean? You left a legacy, and we salute you, man. Everybody partying in Brooklyn. And I want y'all to raise up a candle, man, and salute that dude, man. Because you already know what it is, man. Rest in peace, Biggie.
Peace. This is Emma E2K. Y ahora están escuchando Lush Radio. What, you didn't know what I said? You're now listening to LushRadioOnline.com.
It's your boy, Special Ed. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl, Lush, on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah! It's your girl, Lush, and we back in the building with Tone Trump. I ain't playing no games, man. Oh, my God, I'm so turned up right now. We got your man, Tone Trump, live in the building. And we got my girl, Ebony, live in the building, and we got Future Guru live in the building. And, Tone, my girl Sheila said, would you like to do an interview with, what is it, Street Monsters magazine for the summer issue? They would like to have you on a summer issue, if I'm reading this right. Hey, Tone, you there? Tone, hello? Tone, you there? Tone must be up there eating them steaks, them big old steaks, dog. Hey, Tone, you there, dog? Yeah, hey, Tone, you there? You watch the TV, dog? Oh, dang.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, dang. I didn't know what was going on.
I was bugging. I had the phone on mute, so y'all can't hear me chewing. I had the phone on mute, so y'all wouldn't hear me eating and shit. Yeah, tell her, just for Shorty, about the magazine interview, just give her the info. Guru got Deck ANT info, just set it up. They had hit me up. Most fools already on with them too, so that's nothing. That's a done deal.
Yeah, that's my girl Sheila and stuff. She definitely go hard in the paint and stuff, you know. So they definitely want to get you in that mag, fam. Like I said, man, Lush Radio Online. Yo, we connected worldwide, man, and we try to make connections on the show live and outside of the show. We just want to support people, man. This is what we about, man. The people's voice.
Good.
That's what it is, man. And Tom, man, you know, we're actually my people's one of the people that actually deal with Lush Radio Online. Shout out to my girl NYC Cookie. She just sent me the information for Hadonis, the Amazon. I know you did a joint with her and Jay Bezel on that anti-violence single. Every Day Is Crazy, man. Could you tell us about that situation, fam?
Basically, as everybody knows, the city of Philadelphia, since 2000, we've had over 3,500 homicides. You know what I'm saying? So that's like the war in Iraq in a city, right? You know what I mean, right here. So the song came about. Some of the old heads in the community had got together with a bunch of the rappers and asked us to do a song, kind of like our own self destruction, talking about what was going on. We performed it in the schools and whatnot, and it was a good thing. So it was like, it wasn't just me, Hadonis, and Bezel. It was me, Hadonis, Bezel, Enes from the Making the Band shit was on there. Nina Ross was on there. Taji from the Youngsters was on there. I won't forget nobody. It was a bunch of rappers from Philly on there. It was a beautiful song. Our newspaper covered it real good. Hadonis like my sister, too, so make sure when she on here, I know so I can call in and support her. She one of the greatest rappers ever from Philly. Not just a girl, just period. She better than most of the niggas. So, you know, I'm definitely going to support her. But it was a good record, and it was good. Our city needed it. I would like to think, it, you know, if it helped one kid, the song worked. So, you know, I would like to think it definitely helped some of the kids. You feel me?
That's what it is. And see, that's what we believe in with Street Queens, the movement, that Ebony's a part of, our female empowerment situation. We just did the tribute to DJ Carl Blaze that was gunned down. He was a big DJ out in the New York area, and we do it every year. This was our second annual one, and we give out coats to the homeless, and we have a whole big situation, bring the kids in to celebrate, you know, nonviolence in the streets and stuff. And I salute you for doing that, man, because you know, Philly, I've been there, man, and you know, it's a lot of things to get into trouble with out there, and there's so many killing. My homeboy, you know, dealt with homicide, and I was like, it don't make no sense. They killing left and right in Philly, man, and, you know, and I'm glad that you guys, you know, stood up to, you know, try to do something to make a change in Philly for real. That's what's up.
Definitely. We still working. We ain't stopping. We just don't, like you said, you from Brooklyn. We actually, we shooting a video with some kids from after school program from PS377. On March 25th, we shooting a video with the kids out there. They got an after school music program. And these kids is from the Bushwick section of Brooklyn, you know, real Spanish.
Yeah.
You know, West Indian type neighborhood. And these kids, you know, they beautiful kids who got extreme musical talents. And me and my company, we shooting a whole video with them. And it's going to be dope. It's going to be a good time. And, you know, let them get their little shine on. They real excited about doing the video. They had me come out there talk to the kids. And I told them, you know, after I heard the song, I was like, yo, I want you to video. They was hyped. So we was waiting for one of the kids to get back from the Dominican Republic. He just got back. So we're going to shoot that video at the end of this month, and it's going to be a good thing. And I'm always working hand-in-hand with the kids, man. Like, that's one of the things I love about me doing this rap shit is, like, they listen to me because they see me on the videos and they see me on my mixtapes and my albums. So it's a good thing. I don't abuse that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't get a kid no false game. I try to give it up to them right. And even the things we didn't do, we can still tell the kids to do. Because we know the problems it caused us. You know what I mean? Just because you ain't finished school, you can still tell somebody stay in school because you know the struggles you went through without finishing school. And a lot of times the kids going to listen to the person who didn't finish school more than they going to listen to somebody with 50 degrees because they can relate more to that person. So no matter what, you just got to give it up to the kids. You feel me?
That's real talk, Allahu Akbar. That's for real, man. That's what it is. And I forgot to salute you, man. Assalamu alaikum, man. I ain't even know what the deal was until I just seen that. For real.
That make me. This interview just got even better. You feel me? It just got even better.
Hey, man. You know, this is Lush Radio Online, man. All my peoples is on point. It's family. When you step on Lush Radio Online, it's family, man. For real. Definitely a real support system on here, man.
Definitely.
That's what it is. And I want to go ahead and let me bring this caller in real quick, and then I'm going to throw it back to Ebony to ask that question. Caller from the 347, you're live in the building with Tone Trump. I know that's New York, New York. State your name and where you repping, fam.
Money L, you heard me? What up, Lush?
What's good, Money L? What's good, fam?
I'm good. What's up, Tone Trump? What up, Pusha Guru?
Yo, Money L, what's the dilly, man? Shout out to AK Chop and the Marcy Project. You already know that's that Twitter we got going on, man. Shout out to Money L. We got Tone Trump tonight. What's good? I told you, baby boy.
What up, Tone Trump? What's good, man? It's Money L from Marcy Project, you heard me?
What's good, Money L?
What it do, man? You know what I mean? You know, I see y'all doing y'all thing in Philly. Y'all doing y'all thing in Philly. That's big right there. You know what I mean? Because, you know, me running, because I used to roll with Rockefeller, fam, so you already know.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We got mad love for Philly, the man Freeway. That's my boy. Like, we went on tour many months together, so, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's my big brother right there. So you already know that's all love all the way down the board, bro.
No doubt. So, like, you know, I've been, you know, following the internet, I see the love that everybody's showing you. Ray Cormier showing you mad love. So I already know you're doing big things out there. So, like I said, hopefully,
yeah.
Like I said, in the future, we could get together and we could work on some projects together. I saw that video. I think you shot with Lil C's too, right?
Yeah. I definitely shot the video with C's. Shot the C's today, obviously, on big day. So, you know, yeah, we got that going on. I'm going to be in New York March 25th, man. We're going to link up, shooting a video right up on that day. So let's
yeah,
link up.
Yeah, we could do that, you know what I mean? Definitely.
You already know. I'm here, homie.
All right. That's big, you know what I mean? Like I said, I'm working with some I got a project coming out, too, called the Marcy Project, where Lil Gina K from Rockefeller, you know, used to be with Rockefeller, and my boy AK Chopper. You know what I mean? We got a project coming out. Hopefully, like I said, I want to get you, if, you know what I mean? Like I said, you know, if you got some time or whatever, I want to shoot some joints at you. Maybe I can get you on a record with my man AK Chopper to see, like, you know what I mean? Because I'm promoting Duke Heavy. Like, Duke is like, he got Brooklyn right now. Like, I don't care who's popping in Brooklyn right now, but he's about to take Brooklyn. And you know what I'm saying? You got Philly. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I got nothing but love from Brooklyn. Like, that's one of my, you know, my man Cross with me every day. He from East New York, so I'm always out in London. You know what I mean? R.I.P. to Mike Beck. R.I.P. to Mike Beck.
Yeah, definitely. That
yeah, R.I.P. to Mike Beck for real, fam.
R.I.P. No,
yeah,
I mean,
Mike
small,
Beck, man, Mike Beck got a record called Red Light that K Slate went in on. So shout to Mike Beck. We still shooting a video for that. Any proceeds off that song going to go to his son, Little Mike Beck, and his college fund. You know, I got love, man. New York, Brooklyn is like my other Philly, man. I love Brooklyn.
That's real talk. And since we're talking about Mike Beck, man, shout out to my boy True Son Ali. He did the joint before he had passed. They were doing the Brooklyn in the building and stuff. Unfortunately, you know, BS, you know what I'm saying? You know, he was taken away from us. He was another cat that was about to take it to the next level, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man, rest in peace, Stack Bundles also, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying, and salute to my man Biggie. You already know what it is, man. You know,
that's Brooklyn,
fallen soldiers, man. That definitely, you know, cats just always never want cats to shine out here, man. It's crazy. You know, it's a sad thing. But, you know, y'all can't let their memory be in vain. That's why y'all got to keep grinding harder and keep doing what y'all do, man, for real. Seriously.
Okay. What's up? Yo, Tone.
Yo.
I don't know if you knew my boy Vinny. You heard of Vinny Idol from B-Block?
Yeah, he got a joint. He on my album. I got some drinks for my new
oh, okay,
project.
Okay. So you know about the 50 MCs he got coming out too, right?
Yeah, I'm on that joint. I'm on everything.
Okay,
I'm on that joint.
No doubt.
All right. Shout out to Vinny Idol. That's my boy. I'm definitely on that. Vinny reached out to me about a month and a half, 2 months ago. He sent me some joints on my album. So he'll be on my album, and I'll be on that 50 MCs joint as well. So it's all, you see, small world, homie. We all in.
That's who producing my whole album right now, the AK, the Monty Private. He did all the beats on that, so definitely.
Oh, all right. Oh, you already know that.
That's what's up, my Money L. That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? We definitely going, you know what I'm saying? I think I'm even going to be in New York next week or the week after that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So,
yeah, well, anyway, my birthday is March 19th, so I'm either going to be in Jersey or I'm going to be in New York. Either one, I'm going to be somewhere.
Yeah, come shoot some pictures, Lace. Good looking on that, too. I heard you know what I mean? Google told me that you want to look at and come shoot some pictures. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to come check in with y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Check in the Marcy Project. Because, you know, my grandmother lives in East New York and Rockaway Avenue. So, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. It's nothing. You know?
Okay.
That's what's up, my Money L. I'm going to go to this caller real quick. And since we was talking about Vinny just hit me up on Twitter like, let's get the interview done next week. So we might have Vinny Idol on the show next week. So, hey, who knows? Isn't it ironic how everybody's, like, connected to everybody? Isn't that crazy? Let's Radio Online, man. We make connections.
It's a beautiful thing.
We turned all the way up, man. I love Huckabot. Come on, man. You dig. You know, we got caller from the 267 live on Lush Radio Online. Tell us where you're calling from. You're live with Tone Trump.
Yo, what's poppin'?
What's poppin', fam? Where you calling from, fam? What's your name?
I'm Los. Hey, Los. Trump know me, dog.
What's good, bro?
Ain't shit. You get me up with cash, though, so homie.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, what's poppin'? What's good with that?
You already know, bro.
What's good with that Calypso shit? This nigga be rocking down here. I heard y'all saying
that. Yeah, we supposed to get that done this weekend.
All right, that's what's poppin'. I'm out here, dog. You feel me? We need to get something done. Me, you, Castro, do some love on that shit.
You already know, homie. Let's get it done. Let's get the biz right and let's get some money. You feel me?
I got you, bro. I hit you up. I'll reach you 212. Right. I'm going to head up to Up Pop in a little bit.
You already know. Say no more. You know how to get to me. Get at me when you get here.
All right, then.
Touch,
all right,
homie, watch yourself.
All right,
one.
Man, them cats is calling in from
all over.
God. Yo, they trying to make sure that he do that Calypso joint. God.
My answer is always the same. With anybody with them songs, you know, let's get the business right. Let's get it, man. Like, I'm all for it. Like, I live in the studio, so once the business is done, the song is done. That goes for anybody that reach out to me, just, you know, it got to make sense for us to all make dollars. So that's what it's all about right now. Dude. We passed on it for a hobby and doing it just for the love. We doing it to, you know, put kids in good schools and wear fly clothes and drive nice cars. So let's get money in. That's why I always tell everybody, you hear what I said to all of them that said that, let's get the business right. And that's just not for me. That's for them, too, because whenever you get me for a feature, you know, you can put the song on iTunes and make your money in. Whatever you do, you grind it out. But you got to get me, I got to get my money first, and then we grind it, and then I grind it out. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a
That's real
artist.
Tough. Yeah.
You know
that's
what I mean?
Real
and,
tough.
And I'm not like a lot of artists. Just because you do a song with me, you might pay me for a song. I might use that song for my project, too. For example, I just put out a CD 2 days ago called Good Company with all my collabs on one CD. That CD is going to get 1 million downloads. So it's artists on there that if they put out their own CD, they couldn't pay to get 1 million downloads. But now you want a CD that's going to get 1 million downloads. So that's 1 million people hearing your song, too. So one hand wash the other. So I always say get the business right. And that's not to belittle nobody or disrespect nobody. It just got to make sense because I ain't rapping for fun or for free no more. So it's like I want us all to get money. Once I get my money, then you can go make your money and we all make money. You heard what I told the kids? Yo, I'll come out there and shoot the video with you and everything.
That's real talk right there. That's real talk. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
And it's all love. And I don't know none of them people that called in. That's my first time hearing all these voices. But it's all love. It's all love because they showing me love, and I'm going to show it right back. One hand watch the other.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Yo, my stomach hurts, huh? Yo, hey, yo, I love Tone, man. Tone is a real cat, man, you know what I'm saying? And that's real talk, man. But they try to make sure that you do that joint with Calypso, dog, because he's about 5 minutes.
Okay.
He definitely is.
That's what it is.
Shout out to Orlando. Let's get this song done so we can get on Lush Radio and get it everywhere, homie.
That's what it is, man.
But what they got to do, though? They got to get what right first, baby?
Man, they gotta get that right, man. You gotta pay the cost to be the boss, baby. You already know what it is, man. You know, go ahead and take care of that business, and then they can talk about the rest of the stuff. You know what I'm saying? But y'all know how to contact that man. You know, y'all know how to contact that man. See, one thing, like I got love for cats that call into the show, but call in the show and show that love. You know what I'm saying? Stop pressing cash out. I'm sorry. Hey, I don't care if people get mad at me. Don't be pressing cash out for songs, huh? Real talk. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, real talk. Like call them cats, like, on the flip side, you know? For real. You know, I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? It's real talk. It's Lush Radio Online. It's real radio on the internet.
That's right.
You know? Shit, you know? This real talk right here, man. And Tone, man, tell the people, you know, your Twitter and all that and how they can get in contact with you, man.
Well, I'm going to say this. Everything is my name, TONETRUMP. Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, YouTube, everything is /ToneTrump. So get with me, holla at me, throw a dial at me. Let's get some money. Let's stay positive. I'm here, man. I'm going to get right back to you. It'll be me talking to you. You know what I mean? Anybody needing drops, get at me. Whatever you need, just holler at me.
All I'm saying is after this interview, all I'm saying is that I know in my inbox I'm going to have some Tone drops for a nigga.
All they got to do is send a script to Deck Entertainment. That's DECK Entertainment at gmail.com. Just like it. Matter of fact, I'm going to make it even easier for y'all. Get at Guru. And Guru will make sure it gets done. So
no
get
doubt.
At Guru from Lush Radio. Guru will connect with Cross from Deck E&T. And the easy part is getting me to do it because I'm here. I'm smoking and joking all day waiting to do drops for everybody. So holla.
That's what it is, man. I handle that.
That's what it is.
You know.
That's what it
I want to thank y'all for having
Cross
me.
Cross said we got the drops. Cross said we got the drops. So we got the drops. The drops are in motion.
Send your drop scripts to Future Guru 100.
You already know what it is. Lush Radio Online. You know we ain't playing no games, man. Y'all need to holler at Guru, holler at Ebony. We got to salute Ebony for setting up this interview for us on Lush Radio Online. We ain't playing no games, man. Woo! I'm turned up, man, for real. I'm gonna let this last caller go ahead and get it. Look, I don't know if it, I think it might be a Philly number. I'm gonna let this last caller get in because I know Tone is busy. You know what I'm saying? He eating big old juicy steaks and stuff, man. You know what I mean? Doing the Stanley time, and you know he got, you know he got, you know, put something in the air and all that. So we ain't gonna hold him up too much. So I'm gonna let this 215 get in the mix. You know, and we're gonna wrap this thing up, baby. 215, what's good? You're live with Tone Trump, fan. Where you calling from?
Yo, what's good? What's good, man? I'm calling from Northeast Philly, man. Shout out to my brother Tone Trump, man. The whole top notch, man. You know what it is.
Yeah. What's your name, babe?
Oh, I go by the name of Cross, man. You know what I mean? I got a shout, show love for my brother. You know that, man.
That's what it is. That's what it is. We got so Cross is live in the building right now with us. He live in the building.
That's TNT.
You on now, fam. What's good, dog?
And you know what I mean? It's all good, man. Like I said, this brother right here, man, you know, for as long as I've known him, man, he's been on his grind. He's been moving, man. So I got to salute him, man. I salute everything that he's doing, man, not because we do business together, but when you sit down with a person and you understand their business mind and you see exactly where they're going, man, this kid, like, he the truth, man. He the future. And I'm not saying that because we rock together, man. It's all in the music. The music speaks for itself.
That's what it is. That's real talk right there. You know what I'm saying? Deck ENT in the building. Tone Trump in the building.
That feel good. That nigga don't never give me no compliments, so I know I must be good. That's big. Like, that's big. I'm ready to do the Calypso record and everything, Cross. Play it up, homie. Let's go. Yeah, but yo,
I'm encouraged. Y'all crazy.
Yo, but I really got you off the phone, man. I appreciate this interview,
yeah,
man.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate.
I got like 90 missed phone calls, so I got phone calls.
Yo, go get that money, son, man. I'ma holler at you, man, and I'ma give you the Wizkid and them cats. Number. I appreciate you, man. You already know what it is, man. Tone.
Anything,
appreciate
you. Anything y'all need, I'm here. Just let me know, man. I just want to shout out all the DJs. Respect the DJ, man. If you an artist, you got to have a relationship with the DJ. Shout out to Top Notch, Deck ENT. Shout out to my kids, Daddy Love. Yo, I'm out. And thanks for having me. Yo, peace.
That's what it is, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Hey, y'all. How y'all feel about that? My two wonderful, beautiful, hot co-hosts.
Man, that's networking on the highest level. You already know. That's what I'm
old
for. What's good?
That was what's up.
What's good? All through the show, from the top to the bottom. You already know, man. I told them to get their pens early, though. How you going to come and get a pen 5 minutes before the show over? Y'all stupid.
Oh, my God, my stomach.
How you going to go get a pen all late? Come on, man. That's some bullshit. Told y'all. Who got DJ Ames' email? Come on, don't get crazy. We done did it. Come on. I'll archive it. Don't worry. Check my
girl. Yo, I definitely got to shout my girl, Sheila Walker. You know, I met Sheila down at the Core DJs with her and her sister. And this girl, she go hard in the paint. She go hard in the paint. I love her to death. She like my other sister from another mother. Even if I might not talk to her for a month or so, she'll still hit me up, and I'll be down for whatever she asks me to do because I love her to death. She grinds hard. I love her to death. And y'all need to support her, too, Sheila Walker. She goes hard in the paint. And I think she might be having, you know, me in the article in the magazine. I don't know. But we trying to work it out, man. Lush Radio Online is global. We not playing games. We had DJ Ames calling in from the U.K. Who does that, dog?
Telling you.
Come on, man.
Wow. Worldwide, man.
What? We had Tone Trump blowing up the airways on the show. Come on. Hey, y'all, can we run down the list of all the cats we done had on the show for real? We've been going extra hard, haven't
extra
we?
Hard. Yeah. Dre the Mayor. Shout out to Dre the Mayor.
You know, like, I mean, come on. Haven't we been going extra hard? You know, starting from, like, what? Hey, Ebony, it was, like, what, November when I brought my two beautiful co-hosts on the show, we turned it up to the next notch. I know I was doing my thing, you know what I'm saying, you know, on my dolo, but I had to bring the two hottest cats from worldwide on the building on deck. And then we got Cookie on deck.
Yeah.
We got the interns on deck.
Yep.
We got my girl, Nikki, about to be a part of the squad. We got freaking Soul Pitch Media on deck.
Yep.
True Stunt Ali on deck. Candy Girl Music on deck. Microphone Bully on deck. Stop Beefing Radio on deck. DJ Truth, that Wiz Kid on deck. Come on, man. Oh, man, yeah. Come on now. Act like you know. Forbes DVD on deck. Shout out to DJ Scratch, Scratch Vision on deck. Come on now. What?
Swamp Team.
Swamp Team on deck.
Swamp Team is definitely on deck. Shout out to Chill Trees.
For real.
Carlos Best, producing team. Carlos Best and Chill Trees, you already know.
For real.
Swamp
Shout out to Money L, you know what I'm saying? You already know what it is, man. But I want my co-host to tell y'all, run down the line, the top joints. Tell them what we did, y'all. Tell them what we did, man, because my mouth hurt. Let them know.
We had real DJ K Slay. We had A-Ball MJG. We had DJ Scratch. You know what I mean? We had Dre the Mayor, Raheem Devon's peoples. You already know. We had,
mm-hmm.
Oh, definitely. Oh, we moving. We had T-Bird, we had Murder, we had DJ, we had Killer Slutty, shout out to Sky High ENT, we had all kind of guests like Y Dot Loyal B, that's the Hot or Not King, come on man, shout out to Y Dot, got this Cleveland movement jumping man, y'all just
that's
go ahead on my Twitter and see who rocking with us man, cause ain't no,
Lazy K,
yeah,
Lazy K in the building all day man, that's Jersey.
And Ebony, tell us the rest, because I know Ebony got some other kids. And they coming.
I was naming them. They coming too quickly. I can't catch up.
Yeah, we had Dane Grease on here, DMX on here, Super Producer Ty Fife, Super Producer Sean Bless, Super Producer Tony Dofat. Come on, DJ Scratch, Kid Capri, K Slay, First Lady L. We got more to come. We got more to come because we're going to have Ace Town. We're going to have Ace Town. Somebody rocking, knocking the booth coming soon, provided by my girl Ebony. We're going to have Hadonis that was on the track with your boy Tone Trump coming soon. We got Cortez.
Hadonis been on her grind. I met Hadonis back in 2005, yo.
She's going to be on the building.
Yeah,
and that's courtesy. That's courtesy of Cookie NYC. She's the one that brought us. She's the one that brought us. Kid Capri, Charlamagne. Man, she been going hard in the paint, man. For us, we working on Tahiri, Joe Button's ex girlfriend. Yo, we going in, son. We ain't playing no game.
We ain't playing no games out here, man.
For real, I just want to say that we love all the people that definitely support us, love us. And I want y'all to log on to www.lushradioonline.com. And, you know, if you want to listen to the show live, click on Listen to Lush Radio. Check out all our featured models. We done had Eve Laura that played on It's 50 before our stuff destruct. She's one of our featured models. And we also had Sarah Keys representing the DMV. And the next one we have is Sarah Shirella. And then we're going to have La 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 Bella. So watch out. We got some hot ladies on there. And ladies, if you're a model and stuff, we're also going to send your pictures off to Forbes DVD. Forbes DVD, shout out to my man, Doggy Diamonds. You know, he's definitely featured models on there. So like I said, man, you know, and if you're an independent artist, we shoot video, send the videos off to Microphone Bully, man. Yo, we doing some things over here, man. But we what'd you say, baby?
I said Kevin A&R Shine.
Yeah, and Kevin A&R Shine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely was on here also, you know. And we got to shout out our whole squad, our retweet squad, Natalia, Ebony, Guru, DTFM, Emma E2K Magazine, Y.Loyal, True Son. The whole squad, man, our whole squad. We go hard in the paint. Lazy K Productions, you already know what it is. Renacy, Digital Fantasy Media, AU DJs. Shout out to Iowa for that show out there. Shout out to Wordsmith. He going to be on tomorrow. And I might have Ransom on from Jersey on tomorrow, depending on what his schedule looking at. So watch for us, man. How to Not This Friday is going to be retarded. You already know what it is, man. We ain't playing no games, man. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My birthday's March 19th. Who's going to throw a party for me, man? Pisces in the building.
Come to Jersey. Come to Jersey, yo. Come to Jersey.
Yo, it's crazy right now. Somebody gave me some flowers today. So he gave me flowers today. So, you know, I felt a little special. You know, I got my nails done, all that. You know, I got to switch my nails up. You know, everybody's like, yo, you get them longer every time. But, yo, shout out to that Wiz kid. You know, he calls me his baby mother and everything. Love him to death. Shout out to my man TDI that be holding us down with the intros. He will have a show on soon on Mondays on Lush Radio Online. We're not playing games, man.
Stop
we're worldwide.
Radio. Money so, Matt, stop beefing radio. S.
Money
Cali
Matt,
point.
Stop beefing radio.
Got a remix with Murphy Lee right now. He got a remix with Murphy
man.
Lee going on. Oh, I'm a fool. That joint is crazy.
That joint is hot, and I'm going to let y'all know we're working on getting the interview with Murphy Lee also to see what's updated with him. So we got that, and that's going to be provided by Stop Beefing Radio. Come on, man. Shout out to Soul Pitch Media, man. We ain't playing no games. Oh, you know, remember this. Life might throw you a curveball, but you're in control of the direction it goes, man. Don't burn bridges in this game, because remember, everybody knows everybody, and this industry is really small. And you know what? Make sure you practice the double E's, entertain and educate, and that's what we believe on Lush Radio Online. We try to entertain you and educate you each and every day. That's why we ask you to bring a pet in a pad. It's not a game. For real, dog. What up? Hey.
That's my new word, y'all.
Yo, shout out to Rush Ready Rock and Stack Bundles people, yo. We had them on the show. Come on, man.
Yeah.
You already know,
shout
man.
Shout out
show,
to everybody who listens to the show, and shout out to who comes on the show.
Shout out to the listeners worldwide. Wow.
Yeah, that's what it is, man.
Yo, we
and,
looking
and
for syndication, too. Looking for syndication.
It's just Tuesday, and y'all on with me, and y'all came on, which I love y'all so much. Because, you know, they usually come on with me on Wednesdays, and they come on Fridays. But they came and supported me on a Tuesday. That's why I love them, man. You know, they leave out with anything they doing, and they come and support they sister Lush. And I love this. That's why I feel so emotional, man. I love y'all, man. Shit.
That's right. We love you.
We
love you. You already know. Big, big support. I'm a big supporter. That's my twin, yo. I already know what's good already. That's my twin. Dig it.
And
then I'll be saying.
That's my Pisces. That's my Pisces.
Yeah.
So, you know, we already linked up.
You already know what
I'm
it is.
I'm the other fish on the other side.
Keep up the good work, twin.
What it is. You know, it's Tuesday, and, you know, since we got our little, you know, get the fuck out of here real quick.
Uh-oh.
And you know what? My get the fuck out of here is, if you're not RIPing and respecting Biggie and saluting him today on March 9th, then you need to get the f*** out of here, man. I'm going to throw it to my girl, Ebony.
If you're not believing, if you're a pretender, and you ain't on your grind, and you on some bullshit, get the fuck out of here.
Wow. Mine's is related to Biggie, too. If you don't know the words to Juicy, like Puff had all of them, like Diddy had them all singing, you know the words to Juicy. If you don't know the words to Juicy, and you don't know Biggie verse on Money, Power, Respect, get the fuck out of here. Now, whatever. Now, what about that?
Yo! What up, yo?
Brooklyn.
Yo, if you don't know the verse, I love it when they call me Big Papa. Big Papa.
Yo, we going this.
Go ahead, Ebony. Go ahead, Ebony.
Throw your hands in the air if you a true player.
Oh, that's what it is, man. If you don't know that, man, you need to get the f*** out of here, man. Go ahead, Guru.
I got one more, yeah.
If you're not rocking with Lush Radio Online Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, get the fuck out of here.
That's real talk right there. Guru.
Yeah, Maz is, listen, if you don't tune in to Hot or Not on Wednesdays, if you don't tune in to Street Queens on Thursday, if you don't tune in on Tuesdays to International Night, and if you don't tune in on Wednesdays on Entrepreneur Night, this is Lush Radio Online. Get the fuck out of here.
shiggity.
I'm a promoter. I'm doing my damn job.
You know, some hater shit. Get the fuck out of here, because you ain't about your business.
You know, well, don't hate on us, because we're doing our job. We're just doing our job.
Yo, and real talk, I got a gripe, man. This little kid said the bad word to my little daughter today on the playground, dog, and that had me heated. Get the fuck out of here, man. You dare say the F word to my little child on the playground? You little bad little ragamuffin little child of yourself? Get the fuck out of here.
Yo, I got to put this on the line right now. Vinny Idol just hit me up. They want the pictures on deck. For real. And we're going to link this up, Lush. They got us on deck. I just got a DM for a reasonable price, nothing major. I'm going to shout them out. I'm telling you, that's real love right there. They listening, yo. Shout out to Lush Radio. Lush Radio, that's your gig right there. And I'm coming with you. Shout out to Marcy Projects, yo.
That's what. And I got to shout out my sister Sheila one more time. Yeah, we crazy as hell out here. Lush Radio Online. We support all independent artists. We support majors. We support the people that rock with us. All we say, man, is keep it real. And when you say keep it 1,000, keep it 1,000, man. You remember, man, your man Tupac said, you ain't got to lie to kick it to all them tricks, center. You already know what it is. You don't got to lie to us, man. Be real. Real recognize real. Real people do real things. And I'm going to tell you, Lush Radio Online don't play no games. We're here to educate, and we're here to support. No negativity, man. Straight up realness. And if you don't learn anything from Lush Radio Online, then you must be tall.
Get the fuck out of here. Okay, because you know what? Honestly, I tell people, you start listening to our shows from Thanksgiving, sweetie.
There you go.
When you're educated on the business, start listening from Thanksgiving and up to now, and you should have all the things that you need to know in order to start your business and be successful.
That's real talk, man. And you know what, man? And shout out to my artist, True Son Ali. He doing his thing. He got his joint on Forbes DVD. Support him. You already know what it is. K Slay, support dude. He going hard in the paint. Kid Capri.
Better, True Son.
You know.
True Son, he went to the dentist, so I just told him to get better.
Yeah, man, his teeth was hurting him and stuff, but True Son got a song that represents what we talk about each and every day, and that's loyalty, man. Stay loyal, man. Don't be a car jumper, man. Don't just jump on one thing because it's hot, then move to the next thing and jump on it because it's hot. Yo, master one thing and stay loyal, man. Practice your craft. Yo, stay in your own lane and learn your niche, man. For real. Stop being a follower and be a leader, baby. And if you're going to be a leader, you got to be a soldier first before you become a general. So represent what you represent. Stay true to yourself. Lush Radio Online, the people's voice. I don't do it for me. We do it for the people. And you heard Guru, Ebony, Lushy Lush, stay loyal. www.truesonali.com, www.lushradioonline. And we out of here, pimping.
Don't ever take sides with anyone against the family. Ever.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Things looking real good on this side now, huh, homie?
Don't ever take sides with anyone against the family. Ever.
Cameras, I'm ready for some action. Guns come out, we start blasting. So who on first and who got next? And even after that, boy, take your request. Like Mr. DJ, here where we play. Fool boy there, best watch what he say. Cause I'm loco, far from Poyo. What's wrong with this retarded nigga clown like Bozo? Nonetheless, yo, you ain't running nothing around her. Cop said somebody left him lying down there. I swear, Colombian necktie, air to air. Stripped him of everything, left him in his underwear. Set his car on fire, drove it off the curb. Nowadays, it's the jungle, people really don't care. Product of the environment, probably die by the chair. Like Bill Collins, I feel it in the air. Street beef, guns and murder. Seems they never get done. Steve, snakes and birds. You could be the next one.
You could be the next one.
Street beef, guns and murder. Seems they never get done.
Steve,
snakes and birds. You could be the next one.
thought that it was greener on the other side. So misguided, now you looking like somebody died. I wonder if we did that job, would you have testified? Not a problem, homeboy, cause my goons ride. Cut my grass real low, see the snake slither. Keep my friends close, enemies I'm getting rid of. Such a gentleman, but greasy with the birds. We're talking over the phone, be easy with the words. Pay attention to the cops, nothing easier to learn. When they breaking down your door, you need to be concerned. Especially when you got no money to burn. The more money you owe, the less money you earn. That's real shit, one in the chamber, full clip. You can run, but you can't hide, nigga, but don't trip. You can skate, change your whole life, nigga, but don't slip. Got some heat, better keep it on your hip. I'm talking to you.
Streets, beef, guns, and murder. Seems they never get done. Watch these thieves, thieves, snakes, and birds. You could be the next one.
You could be the next one.
Streets, beef, guns, and murder. Seems they never get done. Watch these thieves, thieves, snakes, and birds. You could be the next one.
I'm so gangsta, it's my nature. Making ways to stack that paper. And you know that, you oppose that. Hit some hoes, you can have a doctor close that. I'm a rider, a provider. Christians try to tell me I'm a backslider. But I'm so good, keep it so hard. Shout to all my dudes, I know you up to no good. One hand, one finger in the middle. One man, one joker with a riddle. One plan and I keep it real simple. Bitch is watching, so I'm not gonna make an issue. It don't tickle when bullets rip through your tissue. Hit him so hard, he thought it was a missile. Tried to tell him, tried to keep it so official. God bless his family, they gon' miss him, I'm finished with him.
Street, beef, guns, and murder. Seems they never get done. Watch those dudes.